Welcome, everybody. My name is Maggie Dawn. You are listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is Election Day. Get out there and vote. Make your voice and your vote heard. Do you like billionaire overlords? Do you like corruption in government? Then sit back and do nothing. If you don't think that money is speech, that an unelected billionaire overlord should not be able to slash veterans' benefit, deny you the right to control your body, you know, and gerrymander the heck out of our congressional districts to the point that they basically do not represent their constituents at all, that they do not represent what I call strong purple Wisconsin, you know, sit back and do nothing. If you do not like these things, then make sure that your voice and your vote is heard today. If you are in line by 8 p.m., you will get an opportunity to vote. You don't know where to vote. You need to confirm your registration. All of that information at myvote.wi.gov. That's myvote.wi.gov. Remember, Wisconsin, despite Republican efforts to get rid of this for many years, we still have same-day voter registration. Again, all those requirements and info you can find on that fantastic website. Right now, we've got a fantastic guest joining me. It's been far too long since I've spoken with her. I know you all are excited to hear from her again. It is the fabulous Dr. Kristen Lierley, former congressional candidate and OBGYN extraordinaire. Thanks for making time, Kristen. It's really nice to see and hear from you today.
I am thrilled to be here with you. And look at us, rocking red and white, or should I say cardinal and white, because
yes,
we are all Wisconsin today, baby.
All Wisconsin today. Uh-huh. Despite some heartbreaking outcomes in March Madness for both Marquette and Wisconsin.
That was my whole bracket.
I know, right? Blown brackets abound this year, I think. Let me just ask you, how are you feeling this election day? What is it like up there in the 8th CD? What's the vibe? What are you hearing from voters? What is your sense of how things may be going today?
Already, voter turnout is looking great in Green Bay, much more than usual. So we're really excited about that. You know, it's been building over the past few days. Of course, Elon Musk was here over the weekend.
Yes.
And 1,000 Northeastern Wisconsinites came from New Holstein and Marinette and Kaukauna just to stand on the corner across the street in the 33-degree rain and wind,
yes,
to let them know that Elon Musk cannot buy Wisconsin. And Maggie, I got to tell you, I grew up here. I know these people. I have never seen this group of people so activated. They're angry. They're motivated. They're frustrated. They're scared about what they're seeing and what they're hearing. And they're ready to stand up and they're doing it.
I'm so glad to hear that, Dr. Lierley. I have this impression, and I wanted to gut check it with you. One of the things that I had heard from pundits for a long time about Democrats is that they seem to sort of talk down to folks. And in this weird, and like telling people what's good for them, in this very bizarro world that we're in, I feel like that's exactly who MAGA has become. We're going to tell you how to live your life. We're going to tell you what values you have to hold dear. We're going to have a billionaire control all the elements of your life, and including the information that you hear. We know better. That the finger wagging has ceased to come from the Democrats and is now coming from Donald Trump, Elon Musk, and the far, far, far Christian right that wants to come into your bodies and your bedrooms and tell you how to live your life and what you should find important. Is that what you think people are reacting to? The idea that you've got folks that are very disconnected from regular, average, working Wisconsinites coming in and basically saying, here's what you're going to do.
I think that's exactly it. I know Wisconsin. I'm from here. Six generations deep. Wisconsin, if you look at the history of this state, we are a progressive state. This is fighting Bob La Follette. This is Gaylord Nelson and Earth Day. This is where unions came from. Workers' comp. We were the first state that was able to institute a state income tax for the good of the people in Wisconsin. We historically come together and use common sense to build our state. And that's what's been missing, is common sense. And that's where MAGA is completely off the rails, and people are very much starting to recognize it. When you hear the messages coming from people like Ron Johnson and Sean Duffy, and I mean, especially Elon Musk, I think a lot of those people went to that rally like it was almost a lottery to get those $1 million checks. And what we've recently found out is those checks didn't go to random people. They went to carefully selected curated supporters who were part of the in crowd. That's not these folks up here. So people are angry. I was in Shawnee last night, middle of the state, red, one of the reddest counties. They together as a community put together a listening session, and they invited me and Andy Rich, who had run for state senate. They invited Shirley Hinsey, who's from the area. She had run for assembly. None of us won our races, but they invited us because they wanted to talk, and they had things that they needed to say. And when we left that listening session, where we had an empty chair for our congressperson Tony Weed, who has not at all been present in the district,
it's like the great disappearing Weed. It's like Houdini and the great disappearing Weed. Nobody knows where he is, can't find him. He's like in the ephemera somewhere.
Well, you know where he is. He shows up when somebody else on his team has an event, but he does not show up for his people. Yeah. And he certainly wasn't there last night. But what we found was people were very worried and very scared. And we decided that we were going to keep doing this. So every month we are now planning on coming together, talking about the things that are scaring us. I mean, measles. We talked about measles for probably 20 minutes. And they talked about the public health department. And why is the health department not able to put out an alert in the paper? Well, you know, there was another doctor there in addition to me. And we talked about what's happened to public health and how COVID and the reaction, the political reaction during COVID was so horrifying and difficult. People were personally threatened in their own communities that they left public health. So Shawnee has one public health nurse. She
oh my goodness.
I know. So all of these, it was problem after problem. It was ICE on the Menominee Reservation. It was what's going to happen with all of our farms when all of these workers are leaving. So problem after problem that we are going to have to solve from the bottom up, but we can do that. We're going to do it together.
Yeah, it starts today in the voting booths. Get out there. Get your vote counted. MyVote.WI.gov. Speaking of vaccines, I mean, pulled this off the Wall Street Journal today. You don't have to read it. I'll tell you the headline. This is from the Wall Street Journal, a very right-leaning newspaper, from their opinion pages, their editorial staff writing that RFK Jr. is already vindicating his critics, the gutting of the CDC, NIH, and the FDA. Huge resignation. I'm going to talk more about this tomorrow on my show by one of the key leaders from the CDC on Friday. Absolutely, I don't even know the word. Frightening, I guess, doesn't really feel like it's the strong enough word. And appointing a vaccine skeptic, anti-vaccine crusader, this guy by the name of David Guyer. It's so bananas. I would be remiss, Dr. Lyerly, if we didn't talk about women's reproductive freedoms for a moment. That, I think, for so many voters is really top of mind today, in addition to standing for anti-corruption, standing for government transparency, standing for working people, not allowing Wisconsin to be bought and sold off to the highest billionaire bidder. Dr. Lyerly, what's your message as a practicing OBGYN, someone who's provided abortion care to your patients when they need it, especially to save women's lives, to help preserve their fertility, allow families to make the decision about how to grow their families with each other in consultation with doctors who can speak freely with their patients? What do you want people to know about the choice that's on the ballot today?
Hey. There is no question about where Brad Schimmel stands on abortion. This is one of the craziest, most like ridiculous gaslighting episodes in history. I mean, he comes out punching like, we need an objective judge. How can you say you're objective when you are on record repeatedly saying the 1849 law? What's flawed about that? Those are his words. What's flawed about that? Well, I mean, besides the fact that it doesn't have exceptions for rape, or incest, or the health of the mother. I literally would have to wait until someone was dying before I acted to save her life. And sometimes that's too late. Like, too late. Not like there's a sensor that comes on and says, now's the time. If you don't act now, she's going to die. You can't reverse some of this stuff.
Right.
And they may not die, but they could have permanent damage and trauma associated with that. And there are many women across this country and in this state who have experienced this kind of trauma during the time when the ban was in place. And still, you know, we have abortion back in Milwaukee and Madison, but most of the state doesn't. Sheboygan does somewhat, but most of the state doesn't. So people are still having to travel to get this fundamental health care. And Maggie, that's the tip of the iceberg. Because, I mean, we're talking about abortion. What about obstetrical care in rural areas?
Right.
We've lost over half of our obstetrical units in the last 20 years. We don't even have doctors in many of these areas where we've got aging folks who need more health care, not less, but there aren't enough nurses, nursing homes, the care teams aren't there, and young people are not staying in Wisconsin because they don't feel like this environment is an environment where they can grow, have small businesses, raise their families, and be part of these communities. But we can change this all
yes.
today by voting for Susan Crawford and by sending a signal that we want a progressive Wisconsin that is about families and community.
Folks, that's Dr. Kristen Lierley, a practicing OBGYN, frequent guest here on Civic Media, good friend of mine, good friend of yours. Cal, I don't know. I think we've got just about enough time. Let's listen to Brad Schimmel prejudge a case that he would preside over if he wins today. Let's take cut 16.
The 1849 ban on abortions, which, by the way, what is flawed about that law?
What is flawed about that law? As Dr. Lierley pointed out, no exceptions for rape or incest. Only exception in case of the life of the mother. But as Dr. Lierley pointed out, there's a whole lot of gray there. Women have died of sepsis in states like Texas and Alabama, where doctors don't know when that point is reached. And I'll tell Brad Schimmel what else is flawed about the 1849 law. Yeah, women didn't have a right to vote back then, Brad.
Ding, ding.
So much BS. We'll continue this conversation with Dr. Kristen Lierley, congressional candidate, practicing OBGYN, about the state of our state and the stakes today, April 1st, voting day. Get out there and vote. We'll be right back here on The Maggie Dawn Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.